This is the ESB Level 1 Certificate in ESOL, Examination B2. Section 1, Listening. I'm going to give you the instructions for this part of the test.
You will hear this sound at the start of each piece. Remember to transfer your answers to the optical mark form before the end of the exam. Now open your question paper and look at part 1 of the listening section. Listening, part 1. You will hear people talking in 10 different situations. For questions 1 to 10, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each passage twice. You have 1 minute to read the questions for part 1. Part 1. Passage 1.
I'm so excited about my sister Louise's wedding next month.
I'm sure you can't wait.
Louise is going to try on her wedding dress at the weekend, and I'm going with her. It's such a beautiful dress. She'll look amazing.
Oh, tell me what her dress is like.
Well, she's not wearing a traditional white wedding dress because she wanted to be different.
Oh, really? That's a great idea.
Yes. And white doesn't really suit her anyway. She couldn't decide between a red dress and a gold dress, but eventually she decided to wear gold because she's getting married in the summer. She thought red was a better colour for a winter wedding.
I see. And what are you going to wear?
Now listen again.
I'm so excited about my sister Louise's wedding next month.
I'm sure you can't wait.
Louise is going to try on her wedding dress at the weekend, and I'm going with her. It's such a beautiful dress. She'll look amazing.
Oh, tell me what her dress is like.
Well, she's not wearing a traditional white wedding dress because she wanted to be different.
Oh, really? That's a great idea.
Yes, and white doesn't really suit her anyway. She couldn't decide between a red dress and a gold dress. But eventually, she decided to wear gold because she's getting married in the summer. She thought red was a better colour for a winter wedding.
I see. And what are you going to wear?
Passage 2.
Excuse me, I think my mobile phone's broken.
Could I have a look at it, please? Have you dropped it?
Well, I haven't, but my little brother Stephen spilt a cup of tea on it.
Well, that's why it isn't working then. It might not be possible to fix it.
Oh dear.
I can probably send the phone back to the factory if it still has a guarantee.
Yes, it has, but, I thought you might be able to replace it with a new one.
We wouldn't normally do that because it's your fault it's broken. Well, your brother's fault.
Oh dear.
Now listen again.
Excuse me, I think my mobile phone's broken.
Could I have a look at it, please? Have you dropped it?
Well, I haven't, but my little brother Stephen spilt a cup of tea on it.
Well, that's why it isn't working then. It might not be possible to fix it.
Oh dear.
I can probably send the phone back to the factory if it still has a guarantee.
Yes, it has, but, I thought you might be able to replace it with a new one.
We wouldn't normally do that because it's your fault it's broken. Well, your brother's fault.
Oh dear.
Passage 3.
We need to go shopping this weekend, George.
Oh, no. We go shopping every weekend. Can't we do something else?
No, my mother's coming to stay this week, so we need to buy food and some wine. You know she has a big appetite.
Well, we can't spend too much money. We're supposed to be saving for a holiday. But last weekend, you spent a fortune on a new coat and hat.
But I needed them, George. The weather's getting colder now.
Well, Natalie, if you want to go on holiday next year, you'll have to start putting money away in the bank.
Yes, George, you're right. But let's have a nice week with Mother and then we can start saving up.
Oh, I suppose so.
Now listen again.
We need to go shopping this weekend, George.
Oh, no. We go shopping every weekend. Can't we do something else?
No, my mother's coming to stay this week, so we need to buy food and some wine. You know she has a big appetite.
Well, we can't spend too much money. We're supposed to be saving for a holiday. But last weekend, you spent a fortune on a new coat and hat.
But I needed them, George. The weather's getting colder now.
Well, Natalie, if you want to go on holiday next year, you'll have to start putting money away in the bank.
Yes, George, you're right. But let's have a nice week with Mother and then we can start saving up.
Oh, I suppose so.
Passage 4.
Good afternoon from Radio Ribble to all our listeners. My name's Robbie Jackson and I've got a really exciting show for you today. I'm with you until 5 o'clock. So before we listen to the news, I'll tell you what's on today's show. We've got some great music with a special hour of songs from the 1980s. Then at 3, I'll be interviewing Rick Silverman about his latest novel, which is a thriller set in the Italian Alps. After that, we've got a special programme on Italian cooking, and Top Chef Joe Rogers will be giving us some great recipe ideas. Then at 5 o'clock, Alice will be taking over on the evening show. Now, over to the newsroom.
Now listen again.
Good afternoon from Radio Ribble to all our listeners. My name's Robbie Jackson, and I've got a really exciting show for you today. I'm with you until 5 o'clock. So before we listen to the news, I'll tell you what's on today's show. We've got some great music with a special hour of songs from the 1980s. Then at 3, I'll be interviewing Rick Silverman about his latest novel, which is a thriller set in the Italian Alps. After that, we've got a special programme on Italian cooking, and Top Chef Joe Rogers will be giving us some great recipe ideas. Then at 5 o'clock, Alice will be taking over on the evening show. Now, over to the newsroom.
Passage 5.
Are you going to Nick's party on Saturday, Lola?
No, I can't. My parents won't let me go out for a month.
Really? Why is that? Is it because you got such a bad school report this year? You failed some of your exams, didn't you?
Yes, but I just got shouted at for that. I upset my mum, that's all. I lied to her about something.
Oh, was it something serious?
Well, I took some money out of her purse.
You did what? Why'd you do that?
I needed to buy something. But that's not the reason why I'm not allowed out. It was 'cause I lied and said my little sister'd taken the money. My mum was very upset about that.
I'm not surprised. Well, I'll have to tell you about the party next week.
Now listen again.
Are you going to Nick's party on Saturday, Lola?
No, I can't. My parents won't let me go out for a month.
Really? Why is that? Is it because you got such a bad school report this year? You failed some of your exams, didn't you?
Yes, but I just got shouted at for that. I upset my mum, that's all. I lied to her about something.
Oh, was it something serious?
Well, I took some money out of her purse.
You did what? Why'd you do that?
I needed to buy something. But that's not the reason why I'm not allowed out. It was 'cause I lied and said my little sister'd taken the money. My mum was very upset about that.
I'm not surprised. Well, I'll have to tell you about the party next week.
Passage 6.
So, Jessica, you'd like to work on Saturdays in my gift shop. Are you studying at college?
Yes, I'm studying art and languages. I'm hoping to travel to Mexico next year if I can save enough money.
Well, that sounds interesting. Well, I don't think you'll save a lot of money if you only work Saturdays, so you could work during the summer holidays as well, if you like. And we're always very busy at Christmas.
Yes, I'd like that. Thank you, Mr. Williams.
We close at 5 o'clock, so you won't be able to work after college. Have you worked in a shop before?
Yes, I've worked in a clothes shop. I served customers, helped with the shop display, and did some cleaning too.
That's useful experience, Jessica. I'll check your references, and if everything's okay, you can start next Saturday.
Okay, that'd be great. Thanks, Mr. Williams.
Now listen again.
So, Jessica, you'd like to work on Saturdays in my gift shop. Are you studying at college?
Yes, I'm studying art and languages. I'm hoping to travel to Mexico next year if I can save enough money.
Well, that sounds interesting. Well, I don't think you'll save a lot of money if you only work Saturdays, so you could work during the summer holidays as well, if you like. And we're always very busy at Christmas.
Yes, I'd like that. Thank you, Mr. Williams.
We close at 5 o'clock, so you won't be able to work after college. Have you worked in a shop before?
Yes, I've worked in a clothes shop. I served customers, helped with the shop display, and did some cleaning too.
That's useful experience, Jessica. I'll check your references, and if everything's okay, you can start next Saturday.
Okay, that'd be great. Thanks, Mr. Williams.
Passage 7.
I'm going to have to walk to the station to catch the London train for my meeting.
It's just started to rain, Sam. You'll get really wet if you go now. Why don't you wait until it stops raining?
If I don't go now, I'll miss the train, and this meeting's really important.
Well, get a taxi to the station then.
It'll take at least 15 minutes for a taxi to arrive because the traffic's so bad at this time in the morning.
Take my umbrella with you then, so you don't get too wet.
Your little umbrella won't keep me dry, Janine. I wonder if Bill's left for work yet. He only lives in the next street, and he could take me to the train station in his car. He works really close to the station.
Great idea. Phone him. But if he's already left, you'll have to manage with my little umbrella.
Now listen again.
I'm going to have to walk to the station to catch the London train for my meeting.
It's just started to rain, Sam. You'll get really wet if you go now. Why don't you wait until it stops raining?
If I don't go now, I'll miss the train, and this meeting's really important.
Well, get a taxi to the station then.
It'll take at least 15 minutes for a taxi to arrive because the traffic's so bad at this time in the morning.
Take my umbrella with you then, so you don't get too wet.
Your little umbrella won't keep me dry, Janine. I wonder if Bill's left for work yet. He only lives in the next street, and he could take me to the train station in his car. He works really close to the station.
Great idea. Phone him. But if he's already left, you'll have to manage with my little umbrella.
Passage 8.
Hello, the jewellery shop. Can I help you?
Hello. I ordered a ring online 2 weeks ago, but it hasn't arrived. Could you check you have the order, please? The order number is NPC0057.
Let me check. Yes, we did get your order, but I'm afraid we don't have that model anymore, so we can't send it to you. Didn't you receive an email about this?
No, I didn't receive an email. I thought the ring had got lost in the post. The ring is a gift for my wife's birthday this weekend, so I wanted it for then.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Would you like to choose another one instead? I'll send it by special delivery, so you're sure to receive it before the weekend.
Well, I suppose I'll have to pick another one, but I'm not very happy about it.
Now listen again.
Hello, the jewellery shop. Can I help you?
Hello. I ordered a ring online 2 weeks ago, but it hasn't arrived. Could you check you have the order, please? The order number is NPC0057.
Let me check. Yes, we did get your order, but I'm afraid we don't have that model anymore, so we can't send it to you. Didn't you receive an email about this?
No, I didn't receive an email. I thought the ring had got lost in the post. The ring is a gift for my wife's birthday this weekend, so I wanted it for then.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Would you like to choose another one instead? I'll send it by special delivery, so you're sure to receive it before the weekend.
Well, I suppose I'll have to pick another one, but I'm not very happy about it.
Passage 9.
I'm really excited. My parents have said I can have a pet.
That's great, Ruth. I've got a dog. He's Brill.
Dogs are okay, I suppose. But I'd have to take it for a walk every day.
What's wrong with that? Exercise is good for you.
Sounds like hard work to me. Cats aren't hard work.
Yes, but a dog's like a friend. Cats don't care about their owners as much as dogs do. A dog is part of the family.
Well, I might even get a mouse. I think they're really cute.
A mouse? That's disgusting.
No, I'm joking. I wouldn't really get a mouse. I'll probably get a cat.
Now listen again.
I'm really excited. My parents have said I can have a pet.
That's great, Ruth. I've got a dog. He's Brill.
Dogs are okay, I suppose. But I'd have to take it for a walk every day.
What's wrong with that? Exercise is good for you.
Sounds like hard work to me. Cats aren't hard work.
Yes, but a dog's like a friend. Cats don't care about their owners as much as dogs do. A dog is part of the family.
Well, I might even get a mouse. I think they're really cute.
A mouse? That's disgusting.
No, I'm joking. I wouldn't really get a mouse. I'll probably get a cat.
Passage 10.
Arthur, are you going to visit Uncle Harry in hospital on Sunday? He's been so ill after his operation.
Yes, Mum. I feel guilty because I haven't been to see him yet. Shall I take him a gift?
You could take him some grapes, I suppose. That's what people usually take when they visit someone in hospital.
I'm not sure Uncle Harry likes grapes, Mum. I thought I might take him a book or a magazine to read. He must be really bored in there.
Yes, he's been in hospital for a few weeks. What about that new detective novel by James Miller? I'm sure that's your uncle's favourite author. You could buy it on Saturday when you go shopping.
Yeah, okay. I might buy him some chocolates as well, but maybe not. They're not very good for you, are they?
No, that's true. Fruit'd be a better gift, but I'm not sure what he likes, so don't get him any.
Now listen again.
Arthur, are you going to visit Uncle Harry in hospital on Sunday? He's been so ill after his operation.
Yes, Mum. I feel guilty because I haven't been to see him yet. Shall I take him a gift?
You could take him some grapes, I suppose. That's what people usually take when they visit someone in hospital.
I'm not sure Uncle Harry likes grapes, Mum. I thought I might take him a book or a magazine to read. He must be really bored in there.
Yes, he's been in hospital for a few weeks. What about that new detective novel by James Miller? I'm sure that's your uncle's favourite author. You could buy it on Saturday when you go shopping.
Yeah, okay. I might buy him some chocolates as well, but maybe not. They're not very good for you, are they?
No, that's true. Fruit'd be a better gift, but I'm not sure what he likes, so don't get him any.
That is the end of part one of the listening section. Now turn to part two. Listening, part two.